Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new show. You guys, I'm so excited you are here. We have officially hit 70 countries. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is being heard in 70 countries. I cannot fucking believe it. Seriously, like, it's absolutely insane. I've been podcasting for almost 3 years. It's nuts. And I've been sitting at 69 countries for a really long time. It seemed like forever. But honestly, it was only a couple weeks. And I just wanted to be able to say 70 and growing. So here we are. The power of manifestation, my friends. Okay, so I'm going to share a lot of stuff with you guys, but I'm going to make it quick. So I didn't record an episode last Friday because I had done one Monday, and I'm going to tell you why I didn't do another one. It's because my anxiety and my depression and all these symptoms and things I have from PTSD, deep breath, because I'm not going to cry this episode because I have so much exciting stuff to share. It's all come back up. It's all, I'm getting triggered left and right. I go into this like dark depression, and then I have to put a smile on for my clients, and it's really, really hard. And being quarantined for so long, it's reminding me of when I was going through this illness and when I was doing chemo, when I couldn't leave my bed, I couldn't leave the house. So I just have to stay in my safe little bubble because I cannot afford to have another panic attack. I haven't had a panic attack since I was on all these medications when I was sick. So now when I have them, like, I almost don't even know what to do with myself. I have CBD oil, I have edibles, I have, what else was I using? Oh, breath work and meditation, and it just doesn't work for me. I'm used to popping a Xanax, and these pills are so strong, they take like 5 minutes to hit your system and your panic attack is gone. I've been having panic attacks for over 30 minutes at a time, and I'm not on medication anymore. So when I take CBD oil and all of those things, like, it doesn't help right away. So I literally had to breathe my way through it, and it was painful. And it's really hard to remember these things happening. And I'm also working on my malpractice cases as well. So it's like I'm kind of reliving this nightmare I went through in my mind. So it's really hard to get on a microphone and record. And you guys, if you're used to my voice and you see me online, you hear how I sound. I'm always like upbeat and bubbly and excited. And then, you know, the shows that I recorded where I'm swearing and I'm crying and I'm hysterical. And I share all of that because I just want to keep it real with you guys. And the last 2 weeks were so hard for me. I was actually just talking to a client, and actually a couple of my clients have voiced out like, oh my God, I'm so depressed and all these things. But for me personally, just somebody that's already gone through a nightmare and has had a lot of mental health issues, they're all coming back, and they come when I least expect it. Like, I can have the best day, and then all of a sudden, snap of a finger, something triggers me and I'll have a panic attack. And I talked to my therapist about it today, and she just keeps telling me to breathe and relax and do like more self-care and self-love. But you know what? You can only do so much. You can only put so many oils in a diffuser. You can only put so much bath salt in your bath. You can only read so many books. You can only meditate for so long. Sometimes you just have to like throw the towel and just say, fuck it. You know, like last night I ordered myself some delicious Chinese and popping all the water pills today because the sodium affects my vertigo. And I already had that yesterday. And it's just like stressful moments like this. We all want to stay like as positive as possible, but some days you just can't. And so I'm here to tell you that it's okay if you're going through, you know, a shitty day. I busted my my ass this week working on my show. Like, literally, I checked so many things off my to-do list because I knew that would get my mind off of it. Because when I start working on my legal cases, forget it. I turn into, like, one of my clients calls me a bulldog. And I'm like, that's right. But I flip the switch, you know, just like on TikTok, flip the switch videos. Like, I turn into a different human being. I am so over dealing with these things. So I am putting myself back into my work, which I am obviously the happy workaholic. I'm obsessed with working. I love helping other people. And I've been putting a lot more work onto my show. I hired 3 people this week. We're doing a lot of things. Almost all of them are done. I'm so excited. I never ever do that. But you know what? I freed up like 12 hours out of my life this week and I poured it into this show because I have so much going on with it. So I'm just really excited. But first of all, I just wanted to talk to you guys about mental health. I've been very vocal since day one about anxiety, depression, PTSD, trauma, like all of it. I've been through it all over and over and over again. I always share with you what works. And sometimes even what I'm sharing doesn't even work at another later time. For example, this past weekend, I literally had to walk outside, sit under a tree, and just sit there. Just sit. Like, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't breathe. It felt like somebody was stabbing my chest. I mean, if you've ever had a panic attack, you know what I'm talking about. It literally feels like somebody, I don't even know, is stabbing you and you're about to have a heart attack. Like, no joke. So I just get them because I have these feelings in my mind and these feelings, you know, just everything that's going on in the world now. It's kind of how I was feeling before, when I was locked up in a house sick. And I'm trying to get through it. You know, I think I'm doing a really good job, but sometimes I just can't show up. And I hate that because I'm so scheduled, I'm so routined, and then something gets thrown my way and I'm the queen of trying to figure it out. And I always do, but when I can't, when I just need to like relax and just stop, it's really hard for me to do that because I know why these things are happening. And then that makes me even more angry. And you know, they're happening because I was misdiagnosed. They're happening because I was put on all these drugs, and I'm dealing with it with the legal cases right now this week again. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't even handle it. So I wanted to share that with you guys, why I didn't show up last Friday. This week, this is the second episode. So I'm going to continue to release new episodes every Wednesday and Friday, like normal. So on Wednesday, I have the 3 series in rotation. So you've been listening to stories from other female male entrepreneurs for the I Chose This Life series, professional patients, holistic healers for the professional patient. And then for Leverage Your LinkedIn, we had a new one go out yesterday with my friend Genevieve, and she's talking about meal prep, and she has a brand new course that's coming up. So if you guys want to actually learn how to meal prep, you know how much I love meal prepping. Let's just be honest. I talk about it all the time. You're going to want to take her course. It's so good. So tune back to episode 208 that went out Wednesday, and then visit the show notes and you will see the link there if you want to register. Also, what else? So I wanted to ask you guys, as far as my solo show goes, solo episodes rather, what kind of content would you like to hear about? Do you like my everyday life situations, my stories, what's going on with me personally? Like, what do you want to hear more on? What topics? So let me know over on Instagram. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic and just shoot me a DM. I would love your 2 cents on that. And then also, if you have any specific guests you would love for me to interview, I have a whole long list for each series. I pitch every single week, and I'm very, very selective on who I bring onto this show. I have them organized by series. Obviously, we already know that. And if you are new to this show, you can just visit thehappyworkaholic.com and check out all the series and why I've created them. It's basically a way of me organizing all of my guests. This is a very unique show. It's very different. You know, there's no rules in podcasting. I say that all the time. I preach that to my clients. And this is where you get to, you know, be as creative as possible on this incredible audio platform. And I'm so grateful that you guys are here, you're listening, and you're loving everything that's going on. If you haven't left a review over an Apple podcast yet, I would truly appreciate that. And let me know there too, like what you think of my solo shows, who do you want to hear from more on the series and all of that good stuff. So that's what's coming up. That's what I'm looking for. If you yourself would like to be a guest, you can go ahead and contact me on my website, thehappyworkaholic.com. Again, again, if you guys have not yet checked out my website, please do, because it's all brand new. I'm so excited. All my social media banners are updated. My website is updated. Everything is on point. I'm so excited. I've had all these projects in the works for so long, and finally this week, and I'm like, check, check, checkity check. Literally, they're all done. So did I tell you about the, yes, I told you about the episodes that I was on other shows. So just click the featured link there on my site on the page. And what else? Oh, San Diego Voyager. I had a beautiful spread there. I was featured in that magazine for San Diego's most inspiring spread that they had. And I'm so honored and grateful that they asked me to be a part of that. That was in March. So you can check out that article there as well. And I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, minding your business in this crazy time that we're in right now. But first, a word from today's sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today.
Okay, so I want to talk to you guys about minding your business. And what I mean by that is to take care of your shit and your business. Get organized. I have so many virtual services that are now available on my website that you can take advantage of. They are super inexpensive. You can even share them with a friend. But I'm telling you this now because it's the first of the month. And every first of the month, I always get my shit together for the next month. I do all my end of numbers, all my downloads, all my calendars. I have about 5 or 6. I can't see them because I'm in my closet recording. And I update them every first of the month. I'm like setting myself up for success for a brand new month. This month is jam-packed. I'm on a huge deadline with my medical product that I am creating. If you're new to that verbiage, then scroll back to a lot of episodes because I've been talking about this for quite some time. And I just want you guys to be organized in your business. I just want you to be able to pivot and do a lot of things that you are afraid of doing. I have done this so many times. I even did this week. I released the control. I'm such a control freak. And when it comes to my business, and I let other people do things for me, and that was very strange. It was very strange, but I liked it and I want more of it because it gave me more time. You cannot replace time, and you can never get something like that back. So I'm trying new things. I'm pivoting. I am checking things off my to-do list. And if you need a way to get organized, I want you to know that I have so many free resources on my website that you can take advantage of. I have the Excel spreadsheet that I use for all my social media stats. I use it for managing projects, and all you need to do, there's no formula, so don't let it freak you out. If you're a corporate exec and you're like, oh my God, this girl has Excel spreadsheets. No, you literally can use it to manage your household, manage your children's activities, whatever is going on in your home. You can use it for that too. You just pop in different names and then you keep it nice and organized. You can color code it, whatever the hell you want to do, it's going to work because I'm the queen bee of organizing, and I want you to be organized in your business, and I want you to pay attention to what you are doing. Stop looking at shit that people are doing online. Do your own stuff. Do your own content. Create something that didn't exist. Create things that people are looking for. It's so important to, who was I listening to the other day? Shit, I wish I could remember. And he said, spend more money in education, not entertainment. And it really made me think, oh, it was Billie Jean is marketing on Instagram. That's what he said. And that really hit me. Like, I'm watching Disney Plus, I'm watching Netflix, I'm watching Hulu, I'm watching Amazon Prime. I need to be reading my books that is in a stack next to my bed. You know, so next week, I already wrote it down in my planner. I plan my week ahead. My calendar is online. It's in my planner. It's literally, like I said, all around my office for different things. My whole podcast production automation system is there. My marketing funnel is there. Like, I need shit in front of me. I need to be organized so I can have a very productive week, just like I did this week. There's no way, like no way that I would have been able to accomplish what I did this week if I was not organized. So I need to be organized. I need to stop, you know, binging shows and like really invest more time to elevate myself so that I can be a bigger and better brand. And that's really what I want, because when that happens, I'm able to help more of you. I'm able to help you get organized. I'm here to help you, you know, expand your goals and get you to that next level where you deserve to be at in your personal and professional life, whatever the case may be. You know, on a lot of shows that I was interviewed on recently, we were always talking about like your niche, like where and how I was able to get to where I am. And honestly, you just need to try different things out. It's all like trial and error, right? So you try one thing, it doesn't work. I can't even tell you how many programs I've created and they flopped. And people were requesting them and they still didn't sell. But now everybody wants a podcast. So what am I doing? I'm podcasting. I've been doing this for years. I've created programs all around it. I have so many. And people are looking for this kind of information because they need to pivot in their business. So if you need any kind of coaching, if you need any kind of consulting, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to talk to you. Even if you just have a couple questions, like where do I go? What do I do? Like I need help with social. I need help with marketing. You know, I'm all over LinkedIn. It's so funny. I literally just updated my LinkedIn yesterday. I've been wanting to do that for a month because I just haven't had the time. But again, because I hired a bunch of people to do things for me, I was able to do my own things that I've been, you know, staring at on my to-do list. So I finally updated my LinkedIn. You would think mine would be ideal right now because I'm doing everybody else's and I'm a LinkedIn coach, right? Oh no, there's no time. Well, I created the time because I outsourced the projects. So I finally updated it and my stats went to 400 and something increase in like 24 hours. It's nuts. If you guys are not utilizing LinkedIn, I mean, obviously I have a whole series on LinkedIn where I bring on other experts from that platform because that is where you need to be for your business. Stop trying to sell shit on Facebook. It's not going to work. I post stuff all the time just to let my friends know, like, hey, I have services and I'm constantly posting my podcast. But if you are really looking to make money, you need to be on LinkedIn. And if you are afraid of the platform, you need to reach out to me so that I can tell you all about it. Or visit my LinkedIn library. There's a shit ton of information for you there. You will really, really enjoy it. You will learn so much. I've done so many podcast episodes just on LinkedIn, but if you need to pitch, if you need to collab, you need to market, you need to find a job, you need to network, you need to make money, and you need to survive, you need to go to LinkedIn. You know, there are so many strict rules on Facebook. You're not supposed to be selling. So all these people that are in MLMs, they're selling on Facebook. You're going to get the next soon. I'm just letting you know. Like, that's not where you sell. Maybe it's working for you. That's great. But like, legally, you're not supposed to be doing that, especially on your personal page. You need to be on your business page. Is anybody going to see your business page? Probably not, because you have to pay to play. So go to LinkedIn and connect with a whole brand new audience. Like, you just really just need to try it. I promise you, do it scared. That's what everybody says. I've done a million things scared. And I'm telling you, that's really the best way. Just dive in. And again, if you need any free resources, just visit my LinkedIn library. It's on thehappyworkaholic.com. You will learn so much and you will all be updating your profile this weekend. So going back to minding your business, you need to be organized. You need to figure out how you can pivot, how you can sell, how, you know, everybody was kind of like wishy-washy about like, how should I sell when this pandemic started? But now everybody's like into their groove, moving their business around. I haven't had any change in mind. I'm just offering, well, except for the traveling programs that I have, I've now increased more of them to be virtual services so that, you know, obviously it can't come to your home and organize your office anymore and put your systems in place. So now we can do it over FaceTime or Zoom and I can show you how. So that's what I mean by that. So when you're minding your business, you're focusing on yourself. I spend zero time. I can't tell you, so many of my friends are like, oh, did you see my post on Facebook? No, I didn't, because I'm not scrolling through. I'm posting my shit and I'm leaving because I don't have time for that right now, which I should even be binging shows on Netflix because I don't have time. But sometimes you just need to clock the fuck out. So that's what I did. But I don't sit there and scroll. Like, I just need to post my stuff and engage with the people that are engaging with me and commenting, obviously, because I'd be an ass if I didn't do that. But that's it. I gotta go. I got stuff stuff to do. I'm on deadlines for a lot of things, and it's time to move on. So just take this time to focus, mind your business, and do everything that you need to get done on your checklist. I'm telling you, when this pandemic's over and you look back and be like, wow, I'm really proud of myself. I just banged out all these things on my to-do list. And that's how I want you to think. That's how I want you to act. That's how I want you to feel at the end of this, whenever that may be. Fingers crossed it's soon. I mean, I'm in San Diego. The beaches are closed again, so you never know what's going on. So I wanted to talk to you guys about that. And now for some fun things, I want to talk to you guys about this pizza that I made. So you all know that I love being in the kitchen. It's like my happy place. I made a pizza completely different last Saturday than I ever have before. Now, I just want you to know that it's in my April highlights on my Instagram. Actually, no, it's not. It's under my recipes, obviously. And I was watching Shine On with Reese Witherspoon on Netflix months ago. And she interviewed Candace Nelson that owns Sprinkles. Well, Candace and her husband, I believe, went to Italy and they had the best pizza they've ever had. They ended up bringing that chef that made that pie at the restaurant to LA. So they own they're partners, called Pizzana, and it's a super trendy pizza place in LA. So he was talking about making the pizza and how they were putting it, you know, they have one of those beautiful huge pizza ovens. It's like a million degrees. The pie is done in 60 seconds, no joke. He actually brought the starter dough. It's like 600 years old from his great-great-grandfather or something like that over here, like basically illegally, but like they're still making the dough from the same starter. It's so unbelievable. So last week I went to the store and I got all fresh ingredients. So I got tomatoes, I got basil, I got boar's head pepperoni, and I got fresh dough. I opened that bag of dough once I let it rise and it was like heaven. It smelled so good. I was like, oh, I told my roommate, I'm like, oh my God, smell this. It's going to be so good. So a couple hours later, because I like to take my time, I was drinking all the wine, living my best life. I mean, what else is there to do? I'm in quarantine, right? So I made my own sauce with the tomatoes and olive oil. And then I used basil. And then I had fresh mozzarella. I put balsamic glaze and lemon. So here's a little trick. If you put lemon on the cheese, it pulls the salt out. So, and I've been doing this for a really long time because I'm not supposed to be having salt. So the lemon pulls the salt out of the cheese and it gives more of a flavor. So you don't want to put extra salt on your food. You just squeeze a little lemon. It's so good. So I ended up making this pie exactly the way that the chef made it. So when I went to go make this pie on Saturday, I go on Netflix because I couldn't remember how long for the cheese, right? So I'm going to get to this part in a minute. So I go back on Netflix. I watched like the last half of the show. I'm like, he didn't say it. He didn't say the part about the cheese. I was so confused. And then I remember, by the way, the chef's name is Daniel Udetti, I think. Udetti, yeah. And I remembered I saw him again on Jennifer Garner's Instagram stories or IGTV. She is hilarious. She does pretend cooking shows, which a lot of people do now, but they're fucking hilarious, you guys. But this is actually like a legit cooking show. He was at her house and he showed her how to make the dough and all of this. So why I'm telling you this is because, first of all, I grew up having pizza every Friday, and I homemade pizza to me. Like when I go to Vegas to visit my friends, I always make like all kinds of pizzas. I make a marinara, I make a white pizza, I make a barbecue chicken, a pepperoni, like all kinds. Like I'm always making pizzas. It's like literally my favorite thing to do. So you put the cheese on the last 5 or 10 minutes of cooking the pizza. This is his way of cooking. So when I finally found the, when I finally remembered where else I saw him, I go back to Instagram and I'm like, here it is. And meanwhile, I'm like sweating. I'm already a half a bottle in with the wine. I'm trying to figure out now that the oven's at 350, like how much longer do I have to wait until I put the pie in, put the cheese on and all of that. So I put the pie in at 450. It honestly was like really 425-ish. You have to like really play around with your oven temp. It said 450, but the thermometer inside was like 425 and it was really hot. And I was cooking on a pizza stone. So sometimes you want to do it a little bit lower. So I put the pie in there, fresh basil, fresh marinara, crushed tomatoes, garlic, like the whole nine, right? I even crusted the outside of the pie with like salt, which is so bad for me personally, but it was like the bomb. So there's a certain way, and you'll see, I'm talking about this now, so you need to reference the pictures and the videos I put up on my Instagram under the recipes, because the way that you create the crust, you kind of use your hand and like form a palm and like rub it around the pie, like create the indentation so that you can then put the toppings and the sauce and everything, and the crust, you know, elevates all along the pie. So I finally get the right directions. I finally figure it out. So I put the pie in. It was like 425-ish, whatever. It was in there for like 10, 15 minutes, and then I take it out, and then I put the cheese with balsamic glaze, another 10 minutes. You do the cheese last. This is how people in Italy eat pizza, which I never knew, and why they always cut it, because it's flat, doesn't flop. So crazy. Being an East Coaster, I love that floppy, like, thin crust pizza, but this is a whole nother level. This is, like, gourmet pizza. I had the best, freshest ingredients. I took my time. I drank the wine. My roommate and I were, like, living our best life, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the best fucking pizza I have ever made. So I want you guys to go check that out on my Instagram and see what I'm talking about. I'm making another one either tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure if we're gonna have pizza night tonight or tomorrow, but I already have the dough. I'm all set to go. So something else I made were broccoli balls. So basically meatballs with broccoli, and that took me so long. I don't know why I didn't just do it like my regular way, how I make my veggie burgers. I used somebody else's recipe, but they are delicious, and it took me so long. So I froze half of them, but I'm sharing this with you guys because this is just another piece of my life. This is just what I do to detox and escape from the craziness that's going on. And you know, when I'm having shitty weeks and I'm having panic attacks and I'm having anxiety attacks and all this shit, like, I need an escape. And sometimes I can't, you know, relax, and just creating things and cooking and being in the kitchen, like, that's therapeutic to me. And having fresh ingredients and eating all the fruits and veggies and all that, like, it just makes me feel good. But then also when you need a little pick-me-up, a little Chinese delivery, that's also okay too. And my therapist today even agreed. So I'm just sharing that with you now. So I wanted to just, you know, be open and be honest with you guys and talk to you about, like, what's really going on going on in my life right now with, like, mental health. I feel that the more I talk about it, the more of you that are listening, like, feel better. And I know that because a lot of you reach out to me. So thank you for being open and honest as well. But everybody is going through shit right now. So don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like you're just, like, over the top. It's too much. Like, everyone is crying on one of these days, whether it's you, your kids, your spouse, your partner, like, whatever the case may be. Like, we are all going through it. And there's so many questions in the air. We don't know, like, when we're gonna get a break. And I've already felt these feelings before, so I feel like I should have been, like, stronger, but I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I mean, you have to have a breakdown. I was crying hysterically for no reason the other day. No reason. I could not stop crying. And that's just how it is. And then I'm laughing the next. So, you know, it's all about balance. So, you know, just stay on your game with your mental health. Just make sure you're taking good care of yourself. Talk to as many friends as you can. I'm FaceTiming all my friends. And if you guys have any suggestions on more topics, more guests for any of the series, for any of my solo shows, please reach out. Let me know. I would love your feedback. And thank you so much for listening. 70 countries, you guys. It's freaking nuts. I'm so excited. I'm so proud. I'm so honored that you're here. And just to remind you, the program that you heard about earlier, your podcast production, there are only 2 spots left for the remainder of this year, which means I'm only taking on 2 more clients that want to launch a podcast this year. That's it. Because my focus is my show. And I've had, well, that will make 20 podcasts. So if you are looking for another way to expand your brand, to share your story, you know, pivot your business, I'm telling you, a podcast will help you do all of that. That's all I have for you guys today. I am going back into my office. I'm going to finish organizing everything and prep for this next month. It's May. How insane is that? Check the show notes for everything that I mentioned earlier. I'm looking at my notes. My foot is literally asleep. This happens every time I come in my closet to record. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go check my Instagram stories because I always post it. This is just the quietest place because everyone in my building, especially on a Friday, is just like everywhere and you can hear them. So this is the least bit of noise that you'd possibly hear. It wasn't that bad recording today. So yeah, I'm just going over my notes. So that's everything. If you're interested in the virtual services, there's so many different ones. You know, I can do everything from kitchen to pantry organizing, family logistics, business logistics, podcast funnels, marketing, launch strategies, getting all of your systems in place. And again, please visit thehappyworkaholic.com and get all of those resources. Hook yourself up. It's free. There's no cost. You know, I leave all of that stuff there because I want to be able to help so many more people, you know, just get to that next level, you know, in your personal and professional life. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions about this episode, reach out. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. I am back into the office to organize. can get back on that medical product deadline. I cannot wait to share that with you guys. June 10th, 2020 is my birthday, and that is, fingers crossed, the day I can launch this product. So stay tuned. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope this episode helped you and you are making shit happen in your own business and life. Talk to you later.
Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.